It is your big show. Today is a big, big day. Harry Connick is on television again.
Again?
He's changed the name of his show to just Harry, but who better to tell you about it? Direct from the StubHub studio, ladies and gentlemen, the very live Harry Connick. Hey!
Hey!
Good morning, my friend. How are you today?
Good, man. How about you?
Fantastic. Season 2 of Harry, 2 p.m., Fox 5. Today you got Tom Bergeron on, right?
Yeah, that was really fun. Did you know he used to be a mime?
What? He was?
Never heard that.
Yeah. Does he do that on the show?
Mime, so he shows me some stuff. It's actually very hard to do. It's one of those things that I underestimated. Like, how hard could that be? But it's pretty hard.
Let me go back a little bit. How cool was it to have Billy Joel hanging out with you?
Man, that was amazing. The season premiere was pretty much all Billy Joel, and he came on, and we talked for a while, and we played Vienna together, and then we did Don't Ask Me Why together.
Yeah, we were
that was really cool.
It was great.
It's kind of weird, too, because you're both, you know, you both are piano players, and you both are singers, and that was a really, we played the Don't Ask Me Why on the radio. It just sounded great. Mm-hmm. Good job.
Thanks. That was cool, because you know, I'm younger than he is, and growing up, obviously, I was, into his music and always thought he was a great talent. And when you're sitting there at the piano and you're playing and singing, you kind of look up and it's Billy Joel on the other piano. It's just you think, man, I'm in a crazy business.
How did that happen?
So fun.
What the hell am I doing here sitting?
How did that come about? Had you met him or something and you decided, you know?
I've met him over the years, mm-hmm. but we were doing a benefit concert, I guess, a few months ago, and his dressing room was next to mine, and I said, hey, man, you know, I have this show. He says, oh, yeah, I know about it. I said, I'd love for you to come on, and he said, oh, that'd be a lot of fun, but you never really know. I mean, people are trying to be nice sometimes and maybe aren't sincere about it, but sure enough, he said, no, I'll be there, and it was great. But you know what was interesting? He said, I'll do it, but I want you to interview me off the air for something, I don't know what he's going to use it for, but a real in-depth music conversation, like a real in-the-weeds technical I said, really?
Cool.
He said, yes, I want you to ask me super technical stuff. And so we did that, and that was, for me, that was a blast, because we got to talk about real technical musical stuff. So he was just great.
Oh. Now, I remember you telling me, sorry, when you were a kid, you actually, your mom or your dad had you taken piano lessons all the time. So you actually started out like a lot of kids today, but you kept going. Some kids just kind of, all right, mom, I'll do it for you. And then they don't do it. But you
kept practicing.
You stayed it. You kind of liked it.
Yeah.
I loved it. I mean, I made my first record at 9 years old. I mean, I was, you know, playing with the symphony at, you know, 9 or 10. I mean, I was really, really into it. I couldn't do anything else. I wasn't an athlete or wasn't a very good student. But, you know, I was going to the French Quarter on weekends and sitting in with bands. And, you know, I was obsessed with it. That's all I wanted to do.
That's amazing. By the way, I should mention you also have an 11-year-old motivational speaker on the show today.
I love that.
Oh, this guy is great. We love just kind of feeling good and laughing and doing things that are aspirational and fun, and this kid's name is King Na. And you know, when I talk to people, you know, I don't really do a prepared list of questions, and I just have a conversation with them. And you know, for a kid, that's kind of difficult, because a lot of times they're rehearsed and they want to, you know, say exactly what they were taught to say. But this kid is really, really smart and funny. We had a good time.
Talking to Harry Connick Jr., his show, Harry, is on today, 2 p.m., Fox 5, every weekday, as a matter of fact, and it is season 2. And we should also, this hit me the other day, because Will and Grace has got a reboot going, and I know you've had some experience, because you played Grace's husband
right.
on that show. Have they called you? You heard anything from them? Anybody knocking on your door?
Oh, yeah, no, we already shot the episode. It'll be like, I think, the third episode, or third or fourth episode after it comes on.
Harry, I'm right on top of it.
Yeah, that's good.
So what about the talk show? I mean, here you're so super successful as a singer. You wanted to do this talk show. Is it tougher than you thought it was going to be?
Well, I never really thought it was going to be tough because I was just doing. If I were doing a talk show, it would be tough because I don't do that. But I said, look, I want to do a show that has my band there. We play music every day. We have great conversations with everyday folks. We laugh. That's not tough. I mean, it's a lot of work, but it's really, really fun. And we're trying to do something a little bit different than the other shows that are on the air. Not to be different, but just because it's, you know, I like to do what I like to do, and we're having a ball. So it's not that it's tough. It's just it's a
lot of work,
experience,
but
and we're loving it.
It's a really smart show. I love it. I think it's great.
Thank you.
Yeah. Very, very good. And by the way, I got to say thank you again for taking time to hang out at Blythedale with us. The kids absolutely.
I love Blythedale. Do you know one of my daughters was an intern there after?
Oh, that,
really?
Yeah, she said, I got to be a part of this place. And she went there, and I went back, you know, when she was working, because she wanted to show me around. So that place is amazing.
It's funny because, you know, let's be honest, a lot of the kids did not know who Harry Connick Jr. was, but you, that didn't bother you. You made so many friends there. They loved you.
It was great. You know, it's all about, you know, celebrating these incredible people, and I was honored to be a part of it.
Well, if the schedule works out, you're not, taping, maybe you do it again this coming December. We'd love to have you back.
So. I'd love to be back. That was a great, great time.
Thank you so much for checking in this morning. Good luck with the show.
Thanks, man.
2 p.m. Fox 5. He is Harry Connick Jr., ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Thank you, man.
Thanks, Scott.
See you, buddy.